Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan, fueled by passion, or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 4. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss something that happened 1 second before the race this past weekend and the rules surrounding it. For those that didn't catch the race, Lando Norris may or may not have started the race prematurely. But before that, I'm going to review the many things that happened on the track in the hour prior to race start. The start procedure begins more than 60 minutes before the actual race start. When the grid gates open, the mechanics are allowed to haul the equipment they need onto the track to prepare for the last minute things they need to do to the car immediately prior to the race. Now, these gates open 60 minutes prior to the formation lap. The formation lap is a slower lap just before the race start, but I'll explain more about it later. So the gates open, the mechanics get set up trackside. Meanwhile, the drivers and the cars stay in the pits for at least 20 more minutes because the track doesn't open for the cars until 40 minutes prior to the formation lap. At that 40-minute mark, the track opens and they leave the pit lane for a recon lap. This is their last chance to see the track under actual race conditions. Weather, rubber laid down from other races, wind conditions. Drivers typically do more than one recon lap, but they have to go through the pit between laps because aside from the mechanics who have set up temporary camp at the start line, the reporters, camera crews, celebrities, etc. have all started to pile onto the track as well. If a car can't make it back to the grid while out on a recon lap, they must start from the pit lane. This is assuming their mechanics are able to race against time in order to fix the car before the race start. There are other reasons why a driver might start from the pit lane. The team might need extra time to look at other issues with the car. Weather can play a part. Starting from the pit gives the team more time to watch any inclement weather and decide on tire compounds. This can mean having the right tires on from the start and not having to pit early. Another reason could be that a penalty needs to be served. I'll have future episodes on both tires and penalties because there's so much to learn about both of these subjects. So the track opens for recon and 8 minutes later a warning signal will indicate that the pit lane exit is closing in 2 minutes. Drivers that need to get to the grid must leave the pit before then because the next warning signal is at 30 minutes prior to the start of the formation lap and the pit lane exit will close at that time. Any car that hasn't left at that time must start from the pit lane. Closer to the start of the formation lap, they'll line up at the pit exit in order of their qualifying positions. Those starting on the grid will park their cars at the back of the grid. The mechanics lift the car onto skates and wheel it manually through the foot traffic to its qualifying grid position. Regardless of pit or grid start, the mechanics will be working hard on each car for the next 20 minutes, cooling some parts of the car, heating others, swapping tires. Now, the changes that they are allowed to make on the car are limited, but based on the recon laps, they might choose to tweak the electronic setup parameters. Very little can be done mechanically, though, because of parc fermé conditions. Basically, once the first qualifying round starts, teams can't change the mechanical setup until after the race. Again, I'll dedicate a whole episode to parc fermé, and once it's uploaded, I'll put the episode number in the description of this episode so you can find it easily. So while the mechanics are working away, the drivers may chat with their engineers to discuss any last minute things that may have arisen from the recon laps. This is also the time for their last minute restroom stop because there's nothing worse than having to pee while driving. A couple years ago, the drivers were asked if they'd ever peed during a race, and not everyone could deny it. But for the most part, unless the drivers need information, the teams will leave the drivers alone while they get their minds prepared for the race ahead. At 10 minutes before the formation lap, everyone except for the drivers, their technical team, and officials must vacate the grid, and within the next 5 minutes, all cars on the grid or lined up in the pit lane must have their tire blankets disconnected and their tires properly fitted. At 3 minutes before the formation lap, the teams must start taking their trolleys and leaving the grid. No more than 16 members of the team can be on the grid at this time. And they'll get a last warning signal at 15 seconds prior, at which time only the drivers can be on the grid. If any equipment or team member other than the driver is still touching the car at this time, the driver must start from the pit lane. And finally, the formation lap starts. Generally, the drivers stay in the same order that they qualified in, with the exception of those starting from the pit lane. Those drivers will leave the pits once the final car on the grid has passed. The formation lap is driven at a much slower pace, and the drivers use this lap to warm up their tires by weaving back and forth on the straights. During the formation lap of the Brazilian Grand Prix last fall, Charles Leclerc suffered a hydraulics failure and crashed into a barrier, resulting in him not being able to race. I'm obviously still not over it. As the drivers come back to the grid, they'll switch their engines to burnout mode and do a series of burnouts to warm their tires. You'll hear their engineers telling them exactly how many to do. This number depends on things like their grid position, the type of tires they're starting with, the weather conditions, the track conditions. Those things all make a difference in tire temperature. The drivers will drive into their starting grid positions and switch back into launch mode. Once the last driver is in their grid position, the 5-second light illuminates. And you'd think it would count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. It does, but not the same every time. The first part, yes, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But the last light can go out anytime after the second last light has gone out. So it could be less than a second, it could be more. The FIA regulations don't actually state a maximum time limit on it. It's just another example of how quick their reaction time has to be. I personally found that fun fact so amazing. And then they start. Now the regulations state that penalties will be imposed on drivers who move before the start signal, or if either of their front tires makes contact with the track outside of the grid box. This was quite controversial during the weekend's race since the onboards looked like it was a clear-cut jump start by Lando Norris, which would mean he would have received a penalty. Most commentators, regardless of what broadcast you were watching, were awaiting the news of a penalty for him. One of the few times that commentators have agreed on something. However, the FIA ruled that it wasn't a jump start, much to the dismay of George Russell, who was the driver who first called it out, and probably Lewis Hamilton too, because he ended up finishing less than 2 seconds behind Lando, meaning he might have been able to gain a position. The stewards have data available to them that we regular folk aren't privy to, and they later stated that the transponder fitted into Lando's car did not detect a jump start. So there you have it, folks. What the FIA says goes. Unless we're talking about the Saudi Grand Prix of last year, in which case what the FIA says goes until they change their mind. I digress as usual. A long story for another day. Thanks for joining me again, friends. And since we're not racing this weekend, boo. You can join me for another Basics episode this Sunday. Stay fast, y'all. Take care. And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.